Hello and welcome to another episode of the British English Podcast with your host, Charlie Baxter. And we have Harry with us in this bite-sized episode to go through level two of the Diary of a CEO conversation cards. We released an episode on level one of these conversation cards a couple of weeks ago. So I encourage you to go listen to that episode if you want, but without being a chronological So that was the first word from Harry in today's episode, and that was cunt.
Sorry. I felt like you weren't going to do alliteration with chronological, so I was just trying to fill in the blanks.
Gosh, that's a strong word to start with, isn't it? Imagine.
No, just, sorry. Yeah, if you bleep that out, a chronological...
Imagine if you're like a guest at a newsroom and you're waiting to be asked a question and they're just reading out the... Yeah. The transcript and you hear on the left side of them.
Just so you know, that was by no means built up frustration from our minor conflict in the first episode where you were mocking my answer. No way related.
Yeah, the first episode we were talking about Oatly for the majority of the conversation, which is fine. Absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so guys, if you haven't
Charlie
heard...
found my choice highly amusing.
I did. But,
which is fine too.
Which is also fine. Okay, so we did level one, which was warm up. It was to break the ice because, you know, we needed that. Level two is to open up. Are you ready to dive deeper and build stronger connections than before, Harry?
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're discovering something with these. Like when you already have a good friendship or relationship and you bust out conversation cards, it's often... a surefire dive into the depths of shit. No, I don't mean you. Carry on.
Okay. Again, feel free to veto these if you don't like them. But level two, how will you control your own greed?
Remember that this episode, just like every single other episode on this show, comes with a free worksheet where you get to see some of the best native expressions that come up in this very episode, along with definitions made for you, a non-native learner. I've even designed it so that you can play the podcast episode on the same page as the free worksheet. It's super user-friendly, so head over to thebritishenglishpodcast.com right now and check out the free podcast worksheets, or simply click on the link that says free podcast worksheets in the show notes of this episode.
When? How will I when? When I it's pile just, on the pounds?
I guess it's...
Or how do I?
I guess the structure, grammatically speaking, from a grammarian, it might cause a headache. But from a philosophical point of view, it's already assuming that you have greed, I think. And it's asking you, going forward, how will you do better? Because okay. I think
never
this
assume.
Person... Never assume what?
Well, this CEO man... with his diary. As an interviewer, you should never make assumptions about your guests. How will you fend off your greed? Sorry, mate. You invited me on your podcast. Just belittle me with these questions. First, find out if I am greedy, and then ask me in a less direct way, please. What? What sort
Imagine
of
if I
is
asked
that?
You this. Just before we hosted a dinner, or you sat down to our dinner, and I give you a portion.
Yeah, how are you going to control your greed, your need to stuff your face at every moment today, Harry? What? Good question. Maybe like, if I were him, if I was making a conversation questions to get out of the dinner party, it'd be like, I don't know, how do you control or curb your greed? I don't know. How will you? Control your
I group. Guess to be safe, you could say, how does one control their greed? But that's really general advice. It leads to general stuff. I think this is quite thought-provoking. How will how you will control I? Your own greed?
Yeah, okay. It's a good question. How will I? So it's good. It's like, okay, it's a new year. We're assuming you're greedy and we're going into the new year thinking, how will you... What was it? Control your greed. is it?
Your own greed. Yeah. How will you control your own greed? I'll let you have some space to think and answer first, perhaps. I think I'm most greedy with my time and choosing to do things that, this sounds naughty, but it's not too naughty, choosing to do things that pleasure me over things that don't bring joy.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
I'm quite greedy with that. Like with my work, I'm trying really hard to not do the things that frustrate me and only do the things that bring me joy. And now that I've got a business, that is a problem and I need to build a bigger team to help me out of that mess. And then with family, I sometimes struggle to see them because I want to do my own thing.
Yeah.
And that's quite
greedy. You don't consider that time with them is going to bring you the joy that you seek.
No, I kind of want my own time. That's another thing I'm greedy with. Me time. I love time on my own.
I definitely am too. I think that's a big thing. But then you're really good at, you know, giving up your time to do social things with Stacey and, like, you know, her family, her friends, your friends together. I know a lot of that, you know, it does bring you joy, but you're doing that to please her as well, right? To bring her pleasure.
Yeah. I mean, I like the way that you're saying it. I don't know if she would agree with it. I think she should agree with it. But I appreciate that. But then again, she betters my life. She enriches my life by providing a more varied social life because I don't deliberately plan too far ahead of time with friends. And then that leaves me with me time, which I fucking love. But
what's your favorite way to spend your me time?
Coffee is included in that. Video games.
Going to the coffee shop?
Going to a coffee shop, yeah, with my laptop. And it's a bit sad. Me time equals work, but it doesn't feel like work. Writing a podcast episode, that's one of my favorite things to do. Scripting one of them with a coffee in a nice coffee shop. Love that.
Lovely. That's great.
Yeah. If I'm in the zone, I like going to a coffee shop and doing Spanish studies, perhaps, on my phone. But recently I've been gone to a new gym that I took you to the other day, and that I really enjoy going there, and there's a little spa that I can treat myself to.
It's lovely gym.
Yeah, those kind of things.
I get that. I totally
get
that.
Do you feel similar?
I do. I think that's a big obstacle that gets in the way of, like, me wanting to pursue, like, a relationship and find a partner. So no, you have to give up your time to do things that they want to do. And I often just want to do what I want to do, you know? And yeah, I remember that being a bit of an issue, like with Marina, there'd be things she'd want to do. I just thought, I just don't really want to do that. Sounds okay, but it doesn't sound that fun. But yeah.
The older we get, the more opinionated we are on that. And I guess if you don't have kids, then you get more time to figure out what you love to do. And then that accentuates the feeling of, I really want to do that because I really get joy from that.
Definitely. Yeah, it's true. You get to know yourself better, don't you, as you get older, and how you want to spend your days, which is fine. But I think it's good that you're realizing that you're greedy with your own time, because sometimes in life, of course, we have to do things that we don't love, and that's just a part of life. And therefore, if we resist that and we get too attached to our own time, then we suffer. And of course, the people around us suffer. So it's all about finding a balance, isn't it? And sometimes just doing things for other people, or I don't know, so, you know, responsibilities, or wanting to be there for other people. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it's always about balance, isn't it? Would you say the same? How will you control your own greed? Or is it more about eating too much for you, perhaps, because you're quite greedy with food?
I don't think I'm too greedy with food. I have been known to pig out on weekends, But I think I'm generally okay. I think the main thing for me is, yeah, how I spend my time. Sometimes I'm unwise with how I choose to spend my time and I'll prioritize me time. But actually, I could do something else that would probably end up bringing me more joy. So I feel like I need to get to know myself more and invest my time in things that bring me lasting joy rather than short term, maybe.
Yeah, that's good.
Otherwise, in terms of greed, yeah, I'm trying to think what other things I'm greedy with. I'm not that bad with food and drink. Like with alcohol now, I know my limit. Like I definitely know my limits.
Do
when it
you?
Comes to drinking. I do.
Do you know your limit with how much oat milk you can consume in a day?
Actually, I am a bit greedy with that. I am a bit greedy with that. Yeah. I have been guilty of using my beloved Oatly barista milk with my cereal, which is, that's not what it's for.
Oh, very
it's
greedy.
Coffees and teas. And it's very expensive. It's very expensive.
Yeah.
So I'm getting through yes. a lot of that stuff. And boy, do I love the brand, but...
I'd question the ethical quandary over that. If you're consuming a lot more oat milk than you would normal milk, if you were just having cow's milk, is it ethically or is it sustainable?
I mean, it's just oats, isn't it? It's not like nothing. No one's
yeah, but the process.
Killed.
Well, I don't think the cows are being slaughtered after the milk is being taken from them. I hope not.
Good question. I guess they just they're probably just used for milk. Production, aren't they?
Yeah. Daisy cows, they have a lovely life, don't they? I mean, no, I take that back. I've seen some terrible situations, but some, they have a lovely time.
Was that on your farm that you saw a terrible situation? Did you ever have any cows growing up?
No, we didn't. I'd have bloody loved a cow. I really enjoy looking at a cow.
Me too.
Whenever I go to a farm, it's the most enjoyable part of it. They're so big and yet kind of peaceful. And also, I know some religions deem them as very sacred, but I think they look quite simple.
In terms of their intelligence or?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
What do you think of that? Do you think cows are intelligent?
Well, can something be simple and something being sacred, does it mean it has to be of, I don't know, like great intelligence or can it not be simple too?
No, it could be simple. I just want to, you know, forewarn those that might...
But you don't find it that sacred yeah. as an animal. I always like, yeah, I think that peace that they kind of emanates from a cow. There's something nice about yeah. staring at a herd of cow.
Yeah.
Just on a in the field, right? It's a nice thing and it brings me great peace. And maybe that is a part of the sacredness of a cow, that the peace that they...
That's
they,
true.
Yeah. Embody.
It seems petty to go back on it, but I didn't mean that I don't think they're sacred, but I feel like they look quite simple. And I felt like that might be upsetting to those that think that they are very sacred part of their religion. You said cow is in plural. Was that a joke? Is two cows not cows?
I heard, I'm just thinking of that. yeah, exactly. Yeah. I heard a farmer say a herd of cow once. And so I'm just copying the farmer.
Right. Okay. What is the plural of cow? The plural of cow is cows or cattle.
Yeah, cattle.
Maybe
would
a
make
farmer.
Sense,
maybe a farmer would say it more generally. My cow.
Yeah, I did hear it. You know what I heard in Alan Partridge? You know when he was interviewing the farmer, and he says, "I have 100 cow."
Oh, I see.
I think that's why I've said it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, there's a few cows over there. You wouldn't say there's a few cow over there, would you? I don't think I would.
No, it sounds really
I think
really
it's cows,
weird.
But
sounds
I think
really weird. Yeah.
I think it's quite old English, maybe? No, I don't know if it's old English. Why did we get to cows? Oh, because of the milk.
Yeah, cattle. Cattle, though. That's a good word to use. A herd of cattle, you might say.
Yeah. Do you think cows are greedy before we end this episode?
They mainly just stand around eating grass, don't they? They don't seem to ever let up. They're eating quite a lot of it. I don't know if they have that little switch, that thing in their brain that says, look, you've had enough grass. I don't know if they have that. Maybe they do. I'm not sure. I've never looked at a cow and thought, how greedy.
Do they have more stomachs?
Cows have three stomachs.
I've heard people say cows have four stomachs, but I've just Googled and it says cows technically only have one stomach, but it has four distinct compartments made up of some other random words. So yeah, it's one stomach categorized into four segments or four compartments. And because I've said that, is probably a fantastic place to leave it. Thank you very much for listening to the end of this bite-sized episode. We'll be back with the next bite-sized episode, or level 3. Will you be ready for that, Harry? The deep end.
Absolutely. We can continue, like cows, to chew the cud in the next episode.
Or should I say, mmm, very nice, very nice. Just thinking about what we've just done, though, in the last two bite-sized episodes, the first one was the brand. If you could be part of any brand or company, past or present, which would it be and why? Do you feel like that was an icebreaker in comparison to the one that we just did? How will you control your own greed? Do you see the levels?
Yeah, I think, yeah, that next one is quite cutting, isn't it? It's quite, wow. You need to know, yes. have already broken the ice and know them fairly well, I feel like, if you're going to ask that question.
That's true.
Yeah, you need to be careful with that one. And it can't just be out of nowhere either. There's got to be something building up to that. They need to have expressed that they consider themselves to be a little greedy in order to ask that question. That coming out of nowhere is quite a shock.
Yeah, you don't want to start off saying, hey, mate, how are you? How will you control your own greed?
Absolutely.
A little bit too early. Okay, cool. We'll go on to level 3 in the next Bite Size episode. Well done for listening to the end. Thank you very much, Harry. See you soon.
See you later.